welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm joined by fellow gaming enthusiast, I shall go with.
Yeah, I know the other word that we use, but I'll take enthusiast.
Well, you know, we're PG and everything.
Yes, absolutely.
And today we're answering a question that was asked on Twitter.
By Scott, or at Barnabable, however the hell you pronounce his Twitter handle.
Yes. Matt asked, was the things that people wanted us to talk about? And Scott said, yes, horror gaming. And we went, sure, we'll talk about horror gaming. And then went, is there any horror gaming?
Yeah. Shall we throw in a little caveat to start with, in the fact that we have plans for a specific zombie wargaming, and I know that you've spoken to Lee, and I'm sure it'll be out at some point about Zombicide, the board game, but yep. We'll certainly be doing our usual kind of, here's a lot of zombie movies that are really cool, and here's some games that you can play them with. So to my mind, horror gaming will not include zombie gaming, because it's a big genre and a big seller all of its own.
Yeah, my worry with that, though, is what else is there in horror gaming?
Well, it's funny you ask. Shall we start thinking about things like Cthulhu and some of the pulp stuff that, you know, you pick up the early 20th century sort of horror gaming that comes out of there? I mean, obviously it grew out of Lovecraft's fiction. And then a long-standing Call of Cthulhu RPG. But there is a bit of wargaming around out there using some models that are Cthulhu-friendly. I'm just looking at Tengu models. They do a few Cthulhu models.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of Cthulhu stuff around. They just did an exceptionally successful Kickstarter board game.
Mm.
Now, Sandy Peterson is the guy that created the RPG.
Right.
The Call of Cthulhu RPG.
Yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s, I want to say.
Yeah.
I certainly had a copy when it was published by Games Workshop, which is pre-Games Workshop big box games.
Yeah.
So that's sometime in the 80s. It was one of my, for a long time, it was one of my favorite RPGs because it was completely different from playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Because the chances are you were going to die.
Yeah, definitely. And that whole kind of the insidious creep of the madness around you. I really liked the idea of that kind of slowly, it was almost that you would become not desensitized to the craziness that was going on, but it would affect you and you'd become slightly more mental than you were at the start.
Yeah. I mean, because one of your stats in that RPG was sanity.
Yeah.
And it started off, and when every time you encountered a creature from the Cthulhu mythos, and you're only talking low level creatures.
Yeah.
You're talking deep ones and things. You didn't get to meet Cthulhu because that would just like A, sleeping at the bottom of the ocean. Mm. And B, you would just be driven completely mad. But you would lose sanity points. And when your sanity reached zero, that was it. You were a gibbering imbecile.
Yeah. Not a long trip for some of us.
No. You're pretty close there now.
Yeah. In a similar vein, while we're kind of covering board games, and it's a board game that comes with miniatures, and I've got it. I've played it once. Not my copy. I've played somebody else's. The Mansions of Madness board game. Which I want to say was published by Fantasy Flight. Yes, it was.
I haven't played that one.
It's not bad. It's kind of cool and really is obviously that kind of whole haunted house kind of setup. You know, you've got some really good cardstock floor plans that are modular and you can build according to mission. There are quite a few now, I think, sort of modules and expansions that have come out since. Certainly, I'm looking. Oh, blimey! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. According to War Games Geek, Board Game Geek. So again, live clicking. I can't help it. But they've actually got some really nice models inside as well. Sort of hard styrene, 28mm, 25mm, sort of the smaller, non-heroic size, but have got, again, got some nice sort of Cthulhu Gribblies in there, and cultists and the like. So that almost straddles the board game, as many games as Zombicide does, that sort of board game, but it's a miniature game as well.
Yeah, I remember playing in the 90s a sort of a dungeon delve game that was based on the Cthulhu mythos again. And that had I don't remember what it was called, unfortunately, but it had a card deck that controlled what would happen. You know, it was a typical dungeon delve game, so there was a, you know, you flipped cards and then you got an encounter and then things happened in that encounter and stuff as you walked your way through the dungeon or the house that you're in. But I suppose one of the problems with doing horror gaming is that there are vast genres of horror movies that just don't make games.
No, I mean, you think some of the biggest horror movies of recent years, things like Saw, and, you know, if you want to go back to the grand old Scream Queens, of things like Halloween and Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street and games like that, films like that, which have a massive draw, but not necessarily kind of war games friendly, because I don't know about you, but I'm not necessarily sure, and I'm probably the least sensitive person about things I know, but I'm not entirely sure whether you would ever get people to buy in for a game where the object of the game is to brutally murder teenagers.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not a genre that I've seen people even attempt to make games in. I'm sure there are board games out there that are, you know, the serial killer board game or something.
Well, I know that,
or card games. You know, maybe like Werewolf or something like that.
Yeah, it is a weird one. And any time that sort of subject comes up in video games, you know, there is the Daily Mail readers of the world practically explode with the ignominy of the whole thing. I suppose.
But whereas, I was just going to say, the whole zombie genre is well explored.
Oh, absolutely. We've got no problem with zombies eating our teenagers, but we don't want people slashing them.
Yeah.
The one area I was going to go into that kind of fits that horror genre that, you know, is quite certainly very popular in films, is kind of the vampires and werewolves. And I'm thinking things like Underworld, you know, specifically as a franchise of films that...
That's always surprised me that there's not been a game about that. You know, vamps versus lycans.
Yeah. I mean, there was a, funny enough, from a couple of guys who I used to wargame with, based in Norfolk, there was a fleeting rule set called Occult Wars that came out. I don't know if it's still in print. It was specifically designed to do that kind of gaming.
Right.
But I don't know how well it took off. It had a reasonable following at the time amongst a few people, but that's the only one I know that's kind of been specifically designed for that. West Wind have got their gothic horror war games rules, which again take it more back into the kind of the typical Victorian style, but again you can have werewolf gangs and vampire gangs there.
Yeah, and they've sort of replaced that with their newer one as well, haven't they? The steampunk rules.
Yes, the Empire of the Dead rules.
Yeah, because you can play lycan gangs and things in there.
Mm. But you know, there are a lot of manufacturers out there doing those sort of. And I'm, you know, thinking of the ones we talked about in the proxy episode, people like Hasselfree and Heresy, who are doing, you know, really good miniatures for that style of gaming, but without a specific rule set in mind. So perhaps that's an area that we'll see someone step into. You know, we've seen some good stuff come out of Osprey with their publishing with Kung Fu and In a Majesty's Name that we both really like. Perhaps that's one that we need to try and keep our fingers crossed that somebody who's probably far more talented than you and I can come up with a decent rule set to do that sort of gaming as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. I mean, it is one of those things. I mean, you would have thought that sort of the Hammer House genre of films, or, you know, even back to the Universal films would have been inspired. But I suppose the issue is that you end up with something that plays much better for a board game than it plays for a miniatures game, because you tend to end up with one super powerful protagonist versus a collection of slightly more helpless people that, when they combine together, have the ability to defeat him. I mean, you know, Dracula is a classic example. One-to-one, they're no match for Dracula. He can kill them all just by snapping his fingers, really. But it's the combination of them together. And the same as we talked in the Pulp episode about Van Helsing.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. So I don't know.
I mean, I suppose the closest it's... we've got at the moment is with Fistful of Kung Fu, which would give you the ability to build some of those archetypes. And as you say, commonly it's a single big heavy duty protagonist and a load of chaff, and you've got the option to have that on both sides. So I suppose it's feasible with that rule set, but it does then rely on you doing all the work, and, you know, as war gamers we are inherently very lazy people. So
perhaps
we need to contact Andreas Vigloglie, whatever his name was, and ask him to do an expansion for it.
An expansion to cover horror.
Yeah.
We should talk zombies, though.
Do you think?
Well, at least touch on them. You know, there's been other episodes that we sort of touched on zombie side. Yeah. Because it is the heavyweight champion of the world at the moment in zombie gaming.
Yeah, pretty much.
But there is, what's the one from Flying Frog called?
Last Night on Earth.
Last Night on Earth, yes. Which is a very similar game.
Yeah.
But it didn't take, and I think I know why it's not as popular as Zombicide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously apart from all the marketing and everything. Yeah. In that it's not fully cooperative.
Right.
It's you versus, it's a zombie master versus the rest of the players.
Right.
And the difference, I mean, that is, because I've played both, and that's really the big difference between the two, is that one is fully cooperative.
Yeah.
And that's what gives Zombicide, I think, its crossover appeal.
Yeah, I mean, it has kind of hidden depths there, but it is that great beer and pretzel, you know, half a dozen mates can have a few beers and a pizza and then all take on a zombie mess.
Yes.
So it certainly, I've played it. I think it's a fantastic game.
But there are other things. I mean, I think certainly most gaming clubs that I've ever belonged to tend to, on Halloween time, have a big zombie game.
Yeah.
Regardless of the rule set that they're using. 7TV, for example, mm-hmm. Crooked Dice, they have a zombie TV expansion.
Yes.
That is based on... we haven't really talked about 7TV. I'm not sure it's one of those games that that translates to outside of the UK, because a lot of the appeal of it is based on shockingly bad UK TV, which is actually quite good.
Yeah, but in fairness, the Americans had their fair share of that, because I'm guessing Man from U.N.C.L.E. must have had a decent following in the States.
Yeah, no,
because that's
no,
why
that's,
Robert
that's,
Vaughn
that's,
was there, wasn't it?
That's a good point. That is a good point. I'd forgotten about Man from U.N.C.L.E. So there's an expansion for that called Zombie TV, which is a nice set of rules, mm-hmm. and it's about survivors just running around from zombies. There's a game based on the video game, based on the movie series,
Dead.
I started saying it. No, not Walking Dead.
There is a...
The Mila Jovovich.
Oh, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
As soon as I started saying, the name just slipped out my brain. It was there when I started to talk. It had gone by the time I finished talking. There is a game based on Resident Evil. But again, it's a small group of survivors being attacked by many things. And you can make up those sorts of games from anything.
Yeah, I mean,
really.
And in fairness, any kind of dungeon crawly type game could do that.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun, though, to sometimes to just wade in and kill zombies.
Definitely. I mean, and I think that's where some of the games and that I've got or that I've played are, you know, the zombies are auto-controlled or, you know, randomly controlled, whether it's through dice or cards. One that I've played that I really like from, God, Iron Ivan Games, I think it is. God, I've got it to hand and I can't remember what it's called. The Dead Shall Walk the Earth. Very good rule set. Similar in style to some of the others in the fact that, you know, you've got a couple of key leader type figures. And I really like the fact it refers to all of kind of like your NPCs, if you like, the hangers-on, the ones that you know are going to get eaten, in the rule set are referred to as sheeple. and they're a very good rule set, very fun. I don't think they're available in PDF. They're only available in hard copy. But luckily I do have a hard copy, so, I mean, certainly they're a set that I'd recommend. And Ambush Alley, pre-Osprey Publishing, did a version of their Ambush Alley rules called Ambush Z, which I've still got the PDF for, and they are, if you like, slightly more based on not survivors but traditional military forces having a take on the zombie horde. So if you've read the book World War Z, thinking of things like the Battle of Yonkers, where, you know, you've got the zombie horde and the American military trying to stop them, it gives you a lot more ability to play those sort of games rather than the almost post-apocalyptic survivors scavenging kind of games.
Right. I thought of another board game, a zombie board game, which I can't believe I forgot.
Zombies. With the three exclamation marks.
Yeah. Can't believe I forgot that one. That's actually a pretty decent
game. Yeah, I played that at the club. I can't remember who introduced me to it, but obviously it's been around, God, 15 years or so, if not more now.
According to Board Game Geek, 2001, so 13 years.
Well, I'm far off then, that's not bad. Yeah, that's a good fun set. Obviously, they all sort of borrow heavily from some of those great films like Dawn of the Dead and Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead. You know, basically, if it's got dead in the title, then it's going to be a half-decent zombie film. I'm a massive fan of the remakes of the Romero, well, of Dawn of the Dead anyway. The Day of the Dead remake was shocking.
Well, I've just found zombieshop.co.uk.
Zombieshop.co.uk, I thoroughly recommend. It's run by a very nice man called Adam, who is a friend of mine. And he lives out towards King's Lymway.
Does he really? I really have just come across this. I've not seen this before.
Yeah, you know Posh James, who came to the Wyndham Club a couple of times?
Yes.
He's Posh James's best mate.
Oh.
It is a small world. So
it is indeed. It is indeed a small world. So this has a massive list of zombie games.
Yeah.
And zombie dice games. Oh, zombie dice. We should mention zombie dice. Basically, you roll dice and see what the symbols are and decide whether you want to roll them again or not. That's pretty much
it. Yeah, it's pretty much zombie-artsy.
Yes, it is an excellent game. It is an excellent game, though, for playing after an event. So anyway, so zombieshop.co, see, we should get sponsorship.
I will text Adam and say, we just talked about your thing on the podcast, and he'll go, what?
What podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he does a zombie experience as well.
Yeah, and genuinely one of the nicest people I know, outside of you, of course. But really nice guy, really into his zombie gaming. He's got a blog as well called The Lead Will Walk the Earth, I want to say, which may be linked off Zombie Shop. But it shows him building a really big 28mm table for zombie gaming with some streets and stuff like that on. And he puts a lot of links on the 28mm zombie stuff off there as well.
Cool. So
we said we weren't going to talk about zombies, and now we have.
Yeah, well, because that's, you know, as we said, there's not a massive amount of other horror games. You've got zombies, you've got Cthulhu.
Yeah, a little bit of vampires and werewolves, but not a lot else.
You can play vampires in Warhammer.
But why would you want to play Warhammer?
It's quite fun.
No, it's not. Have you seen the people that play Warhammer?
If you don't take it seriously,
have you seen the people that play Warhammer?
I play Warhammer in the past.
Yeah, but now. I mean, the only person I know that plays Warhammer now is that little tiny young boy, Pete.
What, the one he's
not taller than me. His bouffant hair does not count as height.
Yes. If you ever meet Matt, by the way, and you listen to this show, just go up to him and pat him on the head and say, it's not too bad being a dwarf.
I'm not a dwarf. I've made myself. I was 5 foot 10 and a half.
You've grown.
Yes, in stature. No, in girth.
Okay. In girth, we know. Shall we go then? Hand. Okay, I've been
Matt. I've been Matt.
Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.